Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, hey, Wisconsin. Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you here on this Thursday night edition of our show that spans the state and broadcasts live from downtown Green Bay. So much fun on a beautiful summer night. Great to have you with us wherever you're joining us from. I hope you had a wonderful day and hope you have an even better night. And that's why we're here. We want to bring people together by talking about the things we love: entertainment, music, movies, TV, comedy, and our awesome state of Wisconsin. So we have a fun show tonight, as usual. Riding shotgun is Conrad. Conrad, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
That's good.
That's good.
It's all good. I want to fight a billionaire. Is that wrong?
Which one, though? Elon Musk? Or...
We'll talk. Let's get to that, because that's a good question, yeah. I think. And I think it's worthy of discussion. So we got a fun show. We've got a punk band in the studio tonight at 7:35, Radio for Pets. They will be here. They will perform for us. And I love that there's a punk band in Northeast Wisconsin, and they won a whammy. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so they'll be here performing live and at 7:35. Very excited to have them in studio. And then Alicia Altstetter? Did we find that out?
Altstetter,
I think. Yeah, she'll be here. She's a comedian and an actress in Milwaukee. And I'm excited to talk to her about just the whole comedy scene in Milwaukee, the acting and theater scene in Milwaukee. She's very locked in, and I think she has connections to comedy, sports. Very excited to talk to Alicia. She'll be here at 8:35 tonight. And we'll be able to wind down. We'll have some punk music in the studio. Our blood will be pumping. Our hearts will be pounding. And then we'll get to chill and talk some comedy and theater. So I think that's a good flow to Nightlight tonight. So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, consider the night lit. So we have, all right. So this popped up on my Facebook today. You know how you get those Facebook memories and they remind you of what you were talking about a year ago, what you were posting about. And I made a joke about, you know, the Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, they're supposed to fight each other.
Yeah,
80-ounce boxing gloves. This is not like a barroom brawl. This is billionaires that we're going to square off. Now, I thought Elon Musk backed out, but you told me a few minutes ago it was Zuckerberg that backed out.
Yeah, Zuckerberg backed out. He said that Elon wasn't serious enough.
How serious is he supposed to be, seriously, fighting a tech geek?
Well, I'm pretty sure, you know, Elon said he had an injury, and I guess that means he wasn't serious enough.
A thumb injury from tweeting too much?
Yeah, he had to have surgery, I guess.
On his thumb?
Not on his thumb, but
I don't,
somewhere.
I'm not like the toughest guy in the world. I've been in, you know, my share of scrapes throughout my life. I think I can take both those guys.
I think I can see you take Elon Musk.
You don't think I could take Zuckerberg?
I don't know. He trains every day.
He's lean and wiry. And he's got some issues. The guy's a little hyper. Maybe he could take me. I don't know. It'd be fun. You know what? I would be bringing to the ring the fact that I'm not a billionaire.
Yeah.
I would have that rage.
What if a billion was on the line? How hard would you go then?
Oh, man. Neither one of those guys is getting out of there alive. So anyway, they were going to fight. And what do you think you could do, Conrad? How do you think you'd do against Musk and then Zuckerberg?
I think I could take on Musk.
Okay.
I don't think I'd take on Zuckerberg, though.
You're scared of Zuckerberg. I don't get this. I never thought you were the type to back down from any man.
He trains every day. I don't think Elon does that.
But trains at what? What does he train?
Just everything.
Does he do calisthenics? That doesn't mean he can fight.
He trains at life.
He trains at posting and annoying Facebook users. Yeah, I don't know. It would be interesting. I will say the Jake Paul stuff does nothing for me. This young guy who's a pretty decent boxer fighting old guys who have had liver ailments and were crippled. I get it. People want to watch that. They're curious. But the billionaire thing I would probably watch. And it leads us to tonight's question. Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Boy, there's some nosy gelato people. Have you noticed they've gotten more nosy? Like they go for their gelato and they have to stop and like, and they're doing the thing where they look in and they wait for you to wave. And it's like, I'm working here. Stuffing their faces with gelato. So I think, all right, Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like $200 billion. Then Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is a close second. Do you think he could fight?
Isn't it Bezos?
Whatever.
I don't know. I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
That guy, well, he's got your number. But I will say Warren Buffett is like my favorite billionaire. He seems very cool. Like, you know, he's just invested well. He's not one of these gimmicky guys. He's just a sound dude. And I don't know anything about finance, but I like him. And I think he's not afraid to criticize people or other billionaires. I think that's really cool. I'll tell you, Bill Gates, he would probably take a dive. That guy is not... Michael Bloomberg, he's about 5'2". Doubt it.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Oh, really? Is he?
I think he's the first basketball player.
Here's the problem. Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Are you sure?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't take Michael Jordan. I would take him in any fight.
Oh, yeah. I would, too.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. Is Michael Jordan... Let's go to the Google. A billionaire. So here's the thing. I think the problem is, like, I got this list up here. It's the top 20 billionaires. You're only at 38 billion. We're at like 20 in Mars Candy, and there's a Mars Candy and pet food heiress, Jacqueline Mars, who's worth like almost 39 billion. That's and she's 20th.
I'd take her against Elon.
I would take, yeah, nice. What do you do? Phil Knight, he might be able to throw some hands. He was a jogger.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
But that doesn't mean any, like, even fighting is a whole different thing. You know, it's like your blood gets pumping. You got to stay calm. You got to pick your spots. It's not just who's the biggest guy or this guy jogs. He could probably, he doesn't want to fight. Most people have you ever been in a fight, Conrad?
Once.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was it?
I wouldn't even count it. It was like 60 seconds.
60. That can be long for a fight.
Yeah. It was...
You don't have to say names or anything.
No, it's seventh grade.
Seventh grade? Oh, that's when it starts.
Someone text bombed me, which is like, you can send like over like 200 texts at once.
Oh my
gosh. So your phone just keeps blowing up and, you know? And they didn't say anything nice with those.
It was all derogatory.
So I went to his locker and... Yeah, we threw down.
Wow. Did you wail on him?
Once.
Did you think you got the best of him?
He didn't do anything to me. Oh, and he got suspended. I didn't get anything.
You hit him and you didn't get suspended?
Because I showed him the proof of what he did.
But still, you got physical. Yeah. And in the school my kids went to, they would have suspended you.
I think I got a lunch detention.
That's not too bad.
No, you just eat lunch with a teacher and one day.
And you taught that teacher how to fight. You got the Walton family. They're from the South. Maybe they got some of that Confederate anger. But I doubt it. They're all like trust fund kids now. They're probably not coming at you.
Well, I know you got in a fight, but it was with Doug.
That was a play fight. And I did break a finger out of that. That's actually in this, I'll call them scrapes I've been in where punches were thrown. The play fight I was in damaged me more than any of the real fights. I broke a finger because Tom Lennon's boot was, he had like these steel toe boots on, and one of them just crushed my finger against a pool table. And the pain was real. So, yeah, I would say easily Michael Jordan would kick any billionaire's butt.
Yep.
He's 6'6". He's a tough guy anyway. He's gotten in the faces of much bigger players. Yeah. I've seen him do that. And I'm like, are you crazy? You are the future of the NBA. I appreciate you're sticking up for your teammate, but don't do this. But he didn't care. Like, that's that competitive spirit, you know.
Especially against the bad boy Pistons back then.
The Pistons and Charles, was it Mason? Anthony? No, who's the guy in the Knicks who was like.
Charles Barkley?
Like a brick house. It was not Barkley.
Oh, it wasn't Barkley. Well, he is.
Anthony Mason? Barkley's.
He is built like a
He is. But Barkley's a loudmouth. Barkley probably be good in a fight. We have Stacy Sue checking in on the stream, Conrad, who says, no sound. That's not good. I would say we'll try to figure that out. Thank you for letting us know, Stacy. And check in, maybe listen on the website. The web sound be the same as the stream?
It should be on now.
It should be on now?
Yep.
Carolyn says, yes, no sound. Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. No sound on Facebook. So going back to app. All right. Well, the app works. Hopefully sound back on. There we go. Thank you, Stacy Sue. We have the best listeners ever. They're like basically techno geeks telling us
what
our situation is. Yeah, that's fantastic. All right. So our question tonight, before we run out of time here in this first segment, is who is the toughest billionaire? Let's take Michael Jordan out of the equation. Give me a billionaire you think you could take. And who wouldn't you want? Who do you think would? Maybe Jeff Bezos.
I don't think he could win against Elon or Mark or Michael Jordan.
Dude, Elon is not winning a fight. I'm sorry.
Hey, once he gets
trained again, he could
win
a Twitter war, maybe. I just don't see that happening. All right, so that's our question for the night. Who is winning in a billionaire fight? Give us your answers. Radio for Pets is here at 7:35, and Milwaukee comedian and actress Alicia Altstetter is here at 8:35. I have to tell you, I stopped at, there's this gas station I stop at on my way to the station, and I stopped there yesterday because I drive home at night and my windshield gets covered with bugs. It's like the next day I can barely see. There's just dead bugs. So I drove down here today. Am I getting cut off? That is so rude.
Sorry.
So, no, but I go to, yesterday I was so mad. They didn't have any of the windshield fluid and the thing. So I went over to the other one, got the scraper and washed my windshield off. And I was mad they didn't have any. So I just put it back in the same thing with another of those wipers, you know. Today, I actually needed gas. I pull over. Both the wipers are in the same thing and there's still no fluid in there. That is a crack go-getter staff at that gas station.
Someone's
bucking for promotion at the quarter gas station. We'll get more into this. We got a lot to talk about. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Carolyn checks in on the stream, also saying, I can hear you now. It's good to be heard, Carolyn. Thank you. That's what I love about Nightlight listeners. Like, remember Tom Lennon was on the other night. We were talking about, or no, it was Tony Boswell. We were talking about the movie The Road Dog. I think I mentioned this last night, but Carolyn not only rented The Road Dog, she gave me like this review, and I read it last night, and I think that's so cool. I love when people get involved. Watch movies. Tell us what you thought. That's what this is supposed to be. It's like a Siskel and Ebert, but everyone can get involved. It's interactive. And I would love to encourage that with Nightlight listeners. I think that's so cool. So I finished the show The Boys last night, all four seasons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was doing two at a clip at night because I wanted to get through it. I didn't want Jimmy Cuska to have anything over me the next time he came on the show. I don't need that condescension. No, I finished it, and I think Brian Kelly is a fan, too. So we have to book Brian Kelly for the week I'm back from vacation, Conrad. Let's make a note of that. I want to talk to Brian about The Boys. I think he was a fan, right? Am I getting that right?
Yeah, he was. I believe so, yeah.
Okay. So I have to say, in my thumbnail review of the show, it was fine. The writing was good. There was some good action, but man, did it get gratuitous. And I'm not a prude. You want to put sex in a show? Fine. You want to put violence? Fine. If it works, in The Boys, it's like, hey, look what we can get away with. That's what it seemed like at times. So I loved the first season. I thought it was great, and I love the way it ended. The second season was pretty good. It picked up steam. My son told me he thought the third season was the best, but that's where I thought, I like the storyline, but that's where I thought it got really out of hand. They were showing like orgies and like, then people would get their face split open. It was just like, what in the heck? It's almost like they're trying to compensate, but I'm like, you have a good story here. You don't need to go that route. Like, you could do that a little bit if it's funny or whatever. And whatever, they do whatever they want. I'm just saying, as a viewer, I was sort of like, what are they trying to prove here? I don't know. How far did you make it in that?
Honestly, I stopped watching it and I started watching House of Dragons.
Okay.
I'm 3 episodes deep into House of Dragons right now because I watched the first season when it first came out and forgot what happens. So nice. I rewatched it.
Must have been a good show.
I second time watching, I'm really enjoying it right now.
Okay.
I had to stop myself from watching another episode last night.
Now, why would you? Too much fun?
Because it was 2 a.m. I was like, okay, all right, I need to go to bed. That's a good
excuse. Conrad, you're having too much fun. Turn the TV off. No, and so how far did you make it in The Boys?
I only got to like episode 4.
Of the first season?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to revisit it after House of Dragons.
Yeah, after I just talked about the orgies and all the sex. Yeah.
Well, let me just skip to the 4th season. I don't even need to know the storyline.
Well, the 4th season, okay. Again, they continued their kind of this crazy, gratuitous, I thought, nonsense. But, like, it does pick up, and it is very parallel to the American political scene right now. They obviously are lampooning that. And that part I'm fine with. But, man, some of it, it's just like, how can we get grosser to ruin a human being's body? It's unbelievable.
You can see that in the first episode, though.
Yeah.
When his girlfriend just explodes.
Because, what's his name? A-Train.
Yeah.
Runs right through her yeah. and dismantles her complete existence. And her boyfriend is left holding her hands only. Yeah. That should have been a clue as to what I was in for. But it didn't. I was like, okay, he's a fast runner. He runs at light speed. That can happen. I get that. That didn't take me out of the story. It was just some of it is like, it's so bizarre. And I just, you know, but having said that, it's not like I didn't like it, but there were times that, again, I am not, it takes, you really can't offend me. So I don't know, but I was like, oh man, do we need to see this? I don't know. Okay. So it was BJ Novak's birthday recently.
Yeah.
And we had a couple clips we did not get to, and they're funny, and I would like to play them. So we have 2 clips, right?
We actually have 3.
Oh, do we have 3?
Ryan from The Office.
Let's do a Ryan and Kelly. I'm in the mood. I love Kelly. I think she's one of the funniest characters. If you have that one handy, do we need to set this up?
No.
Okay, let's hear some Office humor from BJ Novak and Kelly Kapoor.
I drink like 100 iced macchiatos a day and practically nothing else.
Wow.
There's a really cool coffee place, Jitters, at the Steamtown Mall. You ever been there?
No.
You've never been to Jitters? Mm-hmm. Ryan, you are so dorky. Give me your number so I can text you. Come on.
Leave that off, but I just thought you should know.
Mm-hmm.
What? I think something a little fishy is going on.
A little fishy?
I mean, I've been noticing them all day. I was thinking maybe.
That little girl is a child. I don't want to see you sniffing around her anymore this afternoon. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Boy, have you lost your mind, because I'll help you find it. What you looking for? Ain't nobody going to help you out there. Jesus can come through that door, and he's not going to help you if you don't stop sniffing after my child.
Okay.
Stanley yelled at me today. That was one of the most frightening experiences of my life.
I guess you kind of did have to explain.
Yeah.
He's talking to Stanley's daughter, and Kelly sees it and tells Stanley.
And she's like, and the daughter's like in 8th grade, and Kelly's so superficial. Yeah. Like, she thinks Ryan is actually flirting with an 8th grader. So she tells Stanley, the dad, who flips out. That's very funny. Let's hear another clip. This is BJ Novak, one of the writers, producers of The Office. He plays Ryan the temp.
So this is another one with Kelly and Ryan. Okay.
God, I cannot wait to get pregnant and have babies.
Kelly and I both agreed that we would just have fun, and I'm learning that fun for Kelly is getting married and having babies immediately with me.
Any other questions? Kelly Kapoor.
Can we speak privately about our relationship?
Thank you, everybody. So, how are you?
awesome. I am dating a lot of guys.
Good, Kelly.
What? I want you to tell me that you care about me. That is what I want.
Kelly, I'm your boss now, okay? You can't keep talking to me like I'm your boyfriend.
Oh, big, strong man, fancy new whatever. I don't think you ever cared about me.
I never cared about you? 6 months ago, Karen Filippelli sent me an email, asked me out. I said no because I was committed to our relationship.
Well, I hope you're still committed because I'm pregnant. And guess what, buddy? I am keeping it.
Okay, okay.
Do you feel prepared to help me raise a baby?
I can't talk about this right now, okay? After work, we'll go out to dinner. We'll talk about it then, okay?
We have a date. I don't understand what the big deal is.
You don't.
No.
You lied about being pregnant.
Right, so?
You really don't understand why that might make me kind of angry.
No.
We're never getting back together.
Why not?
She is really funny.
Yeah, she is.
He's like a good straight man, but she... When they made her, like, train the accountants to handle customer service, and she's like, this day is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S, this day. She's great. I love her. We have comedians in cars getting coffee, too, clips that with Brian Regan, who I would say consistently on this show, people say he's one of their favorite comedians. He's certainly one of mine. And we might be able to get to those in the second hour, too. Hey, Radio for Pets in the house, right?
Yeah.
You're going to perform live in studio. That's coming up next. Alicia Alstetter is here tonight talking comedy and acting in Milwaukee. So much going on. Who's the toughest billionaire? That's tonight's question. Let us know. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Seen her dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you. And her face is like a sail.
So Carolyn on the stream says, movie Don't Breathe, actor Stephen Lang. I'm a Stephen Lang fan. Is that an endorsement, Carolyn? Are you recommending that movie? I don't know. But let us know. All right, welcome back to Nightlight. This is we are broadcasting live statewide from downtown Green Bay. It is a beautiful summer night here in the state of Wisconsin, the state of summer, as I like to call our state. And we've got a great guest tonight, Alicia Alstetter. Pardon me, Alstetter will be here in the second hour talking about comedy and acting in the Milwaukee theater scene. That'll be fun. And right now, it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight the band Radio for Pets. They are in studio. They are a punk band. You guys describe yourself, but not all of your stuff is punk.
Yeah. It's well, I always like to call our general style genre anarchy. Like we kind of just play whatever we think sounds cool for any given part. Like we don't really try to like hold to any specific genre. Like sometimes we'll do like a jazz breakdown or something. You know what I mean? Like we really like to experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So Billy, you're the lead singer, Billy Block.
Yes.
Sam Wargula.
Yes, sir.
Guitarist.
Yes, sir.
You're my connection to Radio for Pets.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. And Rick Kubley. Welcome, guys. It's great to have you here. Thanks for making. Do you live in Green Bay?
Yeah.
I know you do. I know Sam.
So I'm the only one that lives north in Marinette, Menominee area. Rick lives in Appleton.
Okay.
And then everyone else is green. But all four of us except for Rick are from the Marinette, Menominee,
no
Cribbets
kidding.
Area, yeah, actually.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
That's so cool. First of all, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, well, I heard you won a whammy, which is cool. We'll talk about that. That's pretty cool stuff. But I love the fact that I don't equate Marinette, Menominee, Cribbets, that part of the state or country with punk music or... I think that's really cool. So I had to have you guys on. So thanks for making the drive from all angles to get here. It's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about how did you guys get together?
I've been performing music now for about 20-odd years, give or take, something like that. And this project kind of came together after COVID. My previous band fell apart during the Rona. And Me and the drummer from the previous act got together, and he's been the drummer for basically every band I've ever been in. His name's Spencer. He couldn't be here today, but me and him go way back.
Nice.
And yeah, I don't know. It's I guess it's not a super interesting story. I just looked at my list of what are the best musicians I know, and are they doing anything?
Well, I would say actually, like, the four of us at least, but the four of us, we all played in the similar circles when we were like 14, 13, yeah. 14, 15, wow. up in the Marinette-Menominee area. So like, I played with our bass player in high school, and then I went 10 years and I moved back, and I saw Radio for Pets had a different guitar player before me, and they were like, let's find another guitar player. And I was like, oh, I know three of these guys already. Let me wow. just audition. And then I joined. Mm-hmm. Rick is the odd man out. He's just a replacement, if you will, from miscreant boy from a lost band. That yeah. we kind of like, we like you. Let's bring you in.
I was in a different band previously, yeah. and ours broke up right as they needed to fill a vacancy.
So they took, you, they took you in like a stray, like a yeah. pet, a stray.
Exactly.
So tell us, all right, so that's kind of cool. So where does the name Radio for Pets come from?
The cartoon Avatar The Last Airbender, there's a sequel to it called Legend of Korra, and it's just... I can't even remember what character or what episode it is, but like in the middle of it, there's a guy like brainstorming business ideas. And, you know, he's like, we could do chocolate crickets. No one's going to eat those. Yeah. And he just like saw this. And then one of them was like, oh, Radio for Pets. And that's it. I just was like, hey, that's fun.
Do pets typically appreciate the music you guys play, or are they sort of indifferent?
I like to think so.
Sam shaking his head. Yeah. No, they hate
it. Hey, I hate it. I've been pushing us for a pet-friendly lo-fi album for a long time. Lo-fi is probably my most played music. And I was like, if we could come out with a lo-fi album, it would be amazing.
They would dig that.
Yeah. Yeah. Chill Radio for Pets beats to study to or whatever.
All right. So tell us, as we get to know you guys a little better, tell us about the Whammy. 'Cause that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. Well, it's a funny story. We didn't know that we were even finalists.
Yeah. We pushed for it so hard last year.
Yes.
And we ended up as runners up. And then this year we're like, screw it. But we forgot about it. Mm-hmm. And then we just suddenly got an email.
It wasn't even that. It wasn't even you. I have a friend in town named Lacey who plays with a band called the Trash Pandas. She was at, opening ceremony, or not the opening ceremony, the awards ceremony.
Okay.
And I was at home in my pajamas playing video games. And then I get a text from Lacey like, oh, hey, by the way, you won. And I'm like, whoomst? What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
And last year we like asked everybody like try and vote for us, yada yada yada. We put the link everywhere, and then this year we just completely forgot about it, and then it just happens, and we're like, wait, what?
So they just like kind of nominated you anyway?
I mean,
without your doing? I mean, that's
that's usually how the Whammy operates. It's like they have like a board that they have open submissions for like the public to submit acts they think are worthy of a Whammy, and then there's like board members who do like the final voting and
okay
that kind of thing. Yeah.
That's cool. We have a couple of Whammy winners here at Civic Media, which I thought was really kind of a cool thing too. And do you guys, like, once you find out you win, is there some kind of concert to showcase the winners or anything like that?
Yeah. So, this year, I don't know if they've done it prior years, but this year they had a stage set aside at Summerfest for people who won awards. Like, they were just highlighting all the acts that won Whammies that year. And, we drove down and got there, and I believe we were setting stuff up on stage when the tornado sirens started going and thunder and lightning, and they were like, nope, pull the plug, we're done. And it's like, come on.
Okay, because I saw that. Sam sent me some information about you guys, and he said we almost played at Summerfest. I didn't know if that meant like you just like were playing outside the fence or
we got booked. We got drove up in a van and everything. We got special parking, and we were there. We were on stage, and they're like, storm's gonna. We're gonna wait it out, and we're like, okay. And then they're like, okay, you guys are canceling. We're like, okay, boo hoo. And then like, okay, wait, hold on, 5 minutes. And then we waited, and then we probably waited around an hour and a half, 2 hours.
2 hours at least, yeah.
Yeah, but
oh my gosh, what a tornadoes are considered the jerks of the natural disaster sect. Honest to God. So how big of a crowd would that have been?
Oh, there were so many people there. We were on like a side stage, sort of off on the side, like not on like the big crazy main stage, but even
still,
the band before us was like Iron Maiden.
They're an Iron Maiden tribute band.
Iron Maiden tribute band.
Oh,
and
it was awesome.
Their crowd was huge. And it was like, well, I mean, if people are here for a cover band, like,
wow. Well, I'm sorry that happened, guys.
Hey, they said they owe us, so they're going to try and throw us a bone. So if any Whammy people are listening, remember, we won't forget.
Yeah. Listen, my experience in showbiz, and I've been in entertainment pretty much my whole adult life, is when people say, this isn't going to work out, but we definitely know we want to do something with you, that means they never want to see you again, at least in my experience. So I hope it's better for you guys.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear some music. Let's. What are you guys going to play for us first?
Yeah. So this first song is off of our EP we have out on like all streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, like, you know, whatever, wherever you want to look us up. This song is called Fake Tats. It is about, I don't know, like summer love, I guess.
Yeah, it's sort of to... like you wanted to write like a Beach Boys song.
Yeah, I really wanted to make a Beach Boys song, and this was the closest I got to it.
All right, so it's called Fake Tats.
Yes.
Radio for Pets, performing in studio here at Nightlight. Boys, take it away.
Difficult, you are a saint for staying, and I know things haven't quite been looking up, but I think it might be changing, cause we are all we've got, and the weather's getting hot.
So like, we could go down to the beach, get a case of beer or something. I don't know. Might be pretty cool.
We might be broke, but who cares? We got the sky and fresh air. Besides that, wine and weed are cheap. Swear like a sailor at sea. You're always yelling at me for my bad timing. The best part of my day is waking up to say good morning, babe. You got the butter rising from my toes to my ears, and think it's gonna be there for years. I am a little difficult. You are a saint for staying. I know things haven't quite been looking up, but I think it might be changing. Sweet. We are all we haven't quite been looking up. I think it might be changing, 'cause we are all we've got. I said we are all we've got.
Very nice. That was great.
Thank you.
That's Rick, Billy, and Sam, Radio for Pets, performing Fake Tats. It's actually a very sweet song. No. You guys don't seem that punky. Like, you don't seem like, I don't feel like you're going to destroy the studio or like pull a Sid Vicious or something. You were talking about being in your pajamas playing video games. I'm like, yeah, that's very laid back. Like, you don't, you know. Yeah.
We're not angry punk. That's the okay. Capital P pop. Pop.
It's a great punk, song. Right? A lot of levels in there. Just love it. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
So when the whammies call you, do they take one song into consideration, a show, an album? How does that work?
Well, they didn't call us. I mean, I'm not exactly sure. Like, we just got an email, and
yeah.
Who cares,
I would
right?
imagine it's just overall, like, presence. Like,
yeah.
How well are you known? Some of the people on the whammy board don't even, never heard our music.
Right.
I know we got a vote from a lady who never heard us. They just knew of us.
I just know you guys are all around good guys. Okay, Radio for Pets is here. We got more with them coming up. They're going to play another song. We'll talk some more about music and have all kinds of fun here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Walking with a love, with a love that's hoped on fine, never to be mine, no matter how I try.
So we were, we lived there, and we came back here in 2011. Just continuing the conversation with Radio for Pets and Studio. Trying to give that ambiance, like, we're just hanging out, and, oh, we're back on the air, and people can just tune in and come into our conversation midway. You guys have a big gig coming up in Green Bay, right?
Yeah. So Sunday the 11th, so, like, this Sunday.
Yeah.
We're playing at the venue At the Tracks with Rebelmatic and
the other one.
Yeah. I can't remember.
I don't think we could say the name.
They have a very long name.
Oh, you can't physically say the name?
Physically, and it's probably inappropriate for radio.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I remember hearing it, and I was like, wait. That's
So you guys said, when I talked to Sam, he's like, I think our songs are appropriate for radio. Like, do you have really bad ones? And does the crowd go nuts when you start saying really raunchy stuff?
Well, okay. I wouldn't say I have a lot of swear words, but we definitely have a lot of, like, that feels like it should be a swear word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of adult themes.
Yes.
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 And you'll sneak one in every now and then, and, like, you'll not even, you'll have to, like, that's why I was like, I wasn't sure, because I had to, like, go through each song. I was like, is there a random ad-libbed F-bomb here? I was like, I had to think about it.
No, we've had a few. We are live radio, so I appreciate that, but we have had the occasional slip up. These people getting gelato, they walk back and forth. Very nosy. Like, now they see the guitars, they got to know what's going on. Take your gelato and shove it in your pie hole. All right. So what did you guys grow up? You know what? Let's do a song. I'm going to save some of these questions. We have several minutes left. So can we get another song in before the news?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Awesome.
Absolutely. So this one is another one of our more lighter fare. I kind of tried to pick the happier songs, if I'm being honest. Cause, like,
whatever you want.
It's like 30% really happy stuff, and then the rest of it is just soul-crushingly depressing. It's all, the saddest music you'll ever hear.
But it's also,
hey, this
it's
is
also
the anniversary of Elliott Smith's death. Do you know who Elliott Smith was? He did music for Good Will Hunting, and he struggled a lot with mental health and drugs and alcohol, and he pretty dark stuff, so. Apparently, I went too dark. I out-darked the punk band that's in the crowd. I didn't mean to do that. All right, so what do you guys have next?
So this song is called Hooray for Zero Gravity, and it's just another kind of love song. It's about, like, first date sort of energy. I don't know.
Wait, really? I thought it was about anime girls.
Well, yes.
First date with an anime girl.
But
waifus.
Yeah. We'll say yes. Yeah, we'll...
There's some dissension here. I just hope it comes together when they're playing folks. I'm with you guys. I don't know what's going on. They're punk rockers. You never know what you're going to get. But this is, what's it called?
Hooray for Zero Gravity.
Hooray for Zero Gravity, Radio for Pets, in the studio here at Nightlight, performing live.
What can I say to make you stay the night? All the words are lined up in my brain, but they come out never right. Little dove, you know that when you go, you'll leave me with sweating palms and confusing feelings. Ticking off the clock is another chance I have to beep this up. Even as the months turn into years, scaring you away is my biggest fear. Despite the coiling monsters in my head, you are the reason that I get out of bed. Dad a boxer, 'cause you're a knockout baby. Is your dad a boxer? 'Cause you're a knockout. Is your dad a boxer? 'Cause you're a knockout baby. Is your dad a boxer?
Radio for Pets. I love it. Is your dad a boxer? That's great. Tell me again the name of that song, because I'm on Spotify.
That one isn't out yet. That one's new.
Sweet. We got a sneak preview here.
Yeah, right. This one and I think the next one we're going to play, if we do another one tonight,
absolutely,
are both brand new.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. So we got to do some news. You guys are going to stick around through the news, the award-winning news here at Civic Media, by the way. That's not a whammy. That's an actual different. That's a broadcaster's award. But Radio for Pets is hanging out in the studio here tonight at on Nightlight, and we have more with them coming up. Do you guys want to play us to break?
Oh God, I don't
pick
know.
Something here.
Bringing it down. That's good news, Lita. We'll be right back with more Nightlight.